I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A package of bills is headed to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk, aiming to crack down on retail theft. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, what does all this legislation do?
Well, it's interesting, Eric. What it does is, like you said, it cracks down on retail theft. But it's a part of a bigger picture about how California is changing its whole ideas about crime, and the governor isn't necessarily happy about it. These bills, there's about 10 of them, they were proposed by various lawmakers, in an effort to try to keep a stronger measure from going on the ballot. Now, that didn't work. These are passing, and it looks like the governor's going to have to sign them. One of the first ones one of the criticisms of where we are right now under Prop 47 is that you would be able to steal up to $950 and just get a misdemeanor citation for that. This would sort of change that. One of the things it would do is say that, let's say you took 250 one time, then 250 another, and then 400 another, they could pull those all together and make one charge rather than you getting under the radar with three. Another one would increase the California Highway Patrol's retail theft unit and, last it out longer. Everybody's behind that. Another one would be allowing, let's say, different, if you steal in different counties, because you know how we had those people that were going up and down the freeways hitting different towns and different counties. Yeah. Well, you could pull them all together and put them into one case rather than splitting them up. So basically what these did was tighten up a lot of the things in Proposition 47 that people weren't happy about. The idea was to keep an even stronger move to change Prop 47 from qualifying on the ballot. That didn't work. And so now we're going to have the ballot fight and then these new laws on top of it.
Okay,
it's a big change.
Yeah, so that's where I'm a little confused. So how does this impact the ballot measure? It doesn't at all?
No. Now, initially, this is where it got really goofy. And, in California politics, it just gives you an idea of how they can play sometimes, throwing curveballs. Initially, the governor wanted to have poison language inserted into all these bills saying that if the tougher measure passed at the ballot, they wouldn't go into effect. And the lawmakers didn't like that. They said, no, these should stand on their own. And what the governor is and a lot of the Democratic leadership isn't happy about this one that's on the November ballot is that it would make drug laws tougher. I mean, it would require treatment if you're repeatedly arrested for use. It would up misdemeanors to felony possessions for things like fentanyl. And they said that that's going to lead to more people going to jail. And that's probably one of the goals is to get more people in jail and out of stealing from stores. Everybody's got different ways of doing it, but this time it looks like it's going to get done.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.